People in Wisconsin are celebrating the return of a teenager who went missing 3 months ago after her parents were found shot to death in their home. Residents of the town of Barron were as startled by Jamie Kloss's abduction as they are now overjoyed by her return. Today, the man suspected of kidnapping Kloss and killing her parents is expected to make his first appearance in court. Rich Kramer of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
I'm standing outside the Kloss family home on the outskirts of Barron. On October 15th, local law enforcement, responding to a 911 call, found parents James and Denise murdered. 13-year-old Jamie, who was inside the house at the time, was gone. For residents in this small rural city, their sense of safety was shattered.
The big question was it professional, was it amateur, was we ever going to see her alive?
That's Dan Schulo. He and his wife Diane are eating breakfast at Seasons Cafe in the city of 3300. He says while he never met the Kloss family, he thought about them constantly during the 88 days that local, state, and federal law enforcement officials swarmed Barron in searching for the girl. On Thursday, she escaped from a home 70 miles to the north in the town of Gordon.
It was like an elephant got off from our chest when we learned she got out of that house and was able to find help.
When sheriff's deputies spoke with Kloss, she described her captor's vehicle. Soon after, they pulled over 21-year-old Jake Thomas Patterson. Deputies recovered a shotgun similar to the one investigators believe was used to shoot open the Kloss's door and kill Jamie's parents. The abduction and murders received national attention and drew more than 2,000 volunteers, so many that police had to turn some away. The local school district held a rally for the girl, and residents lit their porches with blue lights, Jamie's favorite color, and green lights to represent hope that she'd be found alive. At the same time, the school district and sheriff's department blanketed the area with posters and social media updates to keep her story front and center. Kloss's aunt, Kelly Engelhart, who lost her brother in the October slayings, says the community support was overwhelming.
Every single day, we had people approach us, talk to us, call us, text us, email us. Every single day, their support for Jamie. So when you have support like that, you can't but hope for the best because you don't want to let other people down.
That hope here was sometimes coupled with dread, though, because no suspect was named. Other than two vehicles of interest, there were no major breaks in the case until Jamie Kloss freed herself. For 3 months, the crime seemed to permeate the town's culture. Isak Mohammed works for the Barron Area School District and worried about children going back and forth from school.
I was checking on the buses in the morning when the kids are bored, as a wider community, checking in where the kids go. Parents called me. My wife and I were so sad, and we were like cautious. Everyone was cautious, like, where's the child? Is it the bus time? We need to go out there.
Jake Thomas Patterson is in the Barron County Jail and will make his initial court appearance this afternoon. Jamie Kloss is reunited with her remaining family here in Barron, where a number of residents use the term giddy to describe their feelings about her return. For NPR News, I'm Rich Kramer in Barron, Wisconsin.